8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in. Do enjoy the company. And with me today, David Haidu. He is a professor at Columbia University, which is wonderful. He is the author of Lush Life, a biography of Billy Strayhorn, which is incredible as well. But more importantly, he is the narrator at an event today. It's the music of Billy Strayhorn. It's called Something to Live For, the music of Billy Strayhorn, and it's part of the Brownville Concert Series. Happens tonight. And David, thank you so much for stopping by the studio.
I'm so happy to be here.
I just appreciate it immensely. Yeah. Just blew in from New York to see me, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought, well, sure.
Sure, stop by and see Mike.
Well, so far it's been going well, so the trip was worth it.
Outstanding. You. Can you tell us, let's start first about, start with your biography of Billy Strayhorn, because you are an expert in him. It's an 11-year project,
right.
And I need you to, and I'm sorry to do this to you because you're a humble man, but I need you to toot your horn a little bit because this book has
received.
You
don't know me at all,
really. This book has received incredible acclaim.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about it.
Well, I started because I was attracted to some music that I thought was Duke Ellington's. I listened to some records and I heard particular songs. I heard, you know, Passion Flower, Chelsea Bridge, a few other tunes. I said, and they spoke to me. I thought, well, these are particularly good. And then I looked at the credits and I saw they had another person's name on them. So they said Billy Strayhorn. Well, what is this other person's name doing on a record by Duke Ellington? And sometimes the credits would say Duke Ellington or Billy Strayhorn. And that was struck me as a mystery, and I started looking into it. And then I discovered after some research that Billy Strayhorn was hidden in plain sight for decades and was kind of secretly the creator of some of the greatest, most beloved, and best known music in all of American history. I mean, we all know Take the A Train. It was the theme song to the Duke Ellington Orchestra. It's Duke Ellington's theme. But Ellington didn't write it. Not that he wasn't a genius. I was the president of the Duke Ellington Society. It's like, I love Duke. Right. I was the president of the society. But he didn't write the song. And he didn't write many of the many songs in the Duke Ellington canon that are deeply sophisticated and complex and highly individual. He's a genius.
How did he end up fading into the background like that with that kind of genius? And, of course,
yeah.
with Duke Ellington, in essence, using his song, sponsoring him, if you will, in a way,
yeah.
Buying those songs and supporting him.
Well, so little was known about Strayhorn at the time I started my book that it took me 9 years of research. I did over 400 interviews and then about 2 years of writing to kind of put together his life. And what I found is a very dramatic story that I knew nothing about going in. Here was a person who made a choice to avoid the spotlight, to avoid being a public figure, so that he could be true to his identity as a person. And he was a triple minority, African American, gay, and out of the closet, openly gay at a time when that was unheard of.
Absolutely.
1930s, 1940s. He refused to pretend to be straight or refused to be thought of as anything other than what he was. And that was like staggering. And he recognized that in order to do that, he couldn't be a public figure.
Sure.
You know? So
he
worked behind the scenes. So in a way, he's a heroic figure. But you know, that in the end, he started to have misgivings about this and some doubts about the wisdom of that decision. It started to eat away at him. He drank too much, he smoked too much, and he died at the age of 51 of cancer of the esophagus.
Oh my gosh, he was a kid,
was
if
very
you're
sad.
Asking me. Yeah.
But he left us with this extraordinary body of music that Karen and Sean are going to be performing tonight.
Absolutely. At the Brownville Concert Series, and if one is looking for information on that, they can go to brownvilleconcertseries.com. Can you talk about what we can expect in the program tonight?
Well, we're going to it's quite interesting to be talking about that here, because eight of the tunes that we're going to hear were originally introduced in a tour by the Duke Ellington Orchestra through the West in 1940. And in May 1940, eight of those songs were sung at the Turnpike Casino in Lincoln. Turnpike Casino, does that still exist? I doubt it.
It does not.
And a club in Omaha, here in Omaha, in which these songs were heard for the first time. They were brand new. Grievin', Something to Live For, Take the A-Train, and a handful of others that Billy Strayhorn contributed once he joined the Duke Ellington Orchestra. And he had just joined Duke in 1939. And that tour is widely regarded as one of the high points in all of jazz history. There was a recording done in Fargo, and it's the same program that was done here in Omaha, Nebraska. So we're going to hear those tunes.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you will be narrating that as well, at different pieces of that. It's the Brownsville Concert Series. One can go to the brownsvilleconcertseries.com for more information. This is David Haydu, and I thank you very, very much for coming in today. Morning Edition continues right now.